It's Friday evening. I'm at Stockbrook Nursery near Billericay, where a dozen children from Belarus are enjoying a barbecue courtesy of the Billericay and South Essex link of Chernobyl Children's Lifeline. And with me is Matt Craig-Green, co-chair of the link. Matt, this is something that we have featured quite a lot on Phoenix. Just remind people what the link is all about.
Yes, thanks. And I also want to say thank you to Phoenix FM for all the support that you give our charity. What we do each year is we take 12 children from socially deprived backgrounds from the Chernobyl area, alternately typically from Ukraine or from Belarus, and we bring them over to Billericay in the South Essex area, where they stay in pairs with host families, and we just try and show them a fun time. They stay here for 4 weeks and they do lots of local activities. They get to meet lots of the local school children and lots of the local businesses, open their doors to try and give them a wonderful time.
Now, when you talk about the Chernobyl area, this is the area where the nuclear power plant disaster happened. That was nearly 30 years ago, so these children obviously weren't around then.
No, that's right. But the area, as you can imagine, when something like that happens, anybody that can afford to get out of the area, businesses, families, they do. And those that are left behind tend to be those that just really can't afford to get away. And although this was a long time ago, and obviously some of the horrific things that happened, thankfully, aren't still an issue, the background radiation levels there are still well above where they would be anywhere else. And the social problems that have come with the mass outflow of people and businesses from the area means that economically and socially it can be a very difficult place to live. And what we try and do is give some of the kids that are suffering in those conditions a chance to come over and spend 4 weeks on a respite holiday in South Essex.
Chernobyl is in Ukraine, isn't it? Are the children from Ukraine?
Well, we tend to take children alternately from around the area in Ukraine. And this year, actually, they're from the south of Belarus, which was equally affected, a town called Gomel. And in fact, this year, the children that have come over are actually children who are in remission from cancer and other blood disorders. They're all from the children's hospital in the area, and they've travelled over with a leader, but also with their doctor this year.
And they're actually here for a whole month, which is quite a long time.
Yes, yeah, we found, I think, that 4 weeks is a really good time to have them over, apart from being able to show them a nice variety of things and making sure that, you know, some of them see the sea for the first time, many of them, in fact, see the sea for the first time. And also it means that they can work through any homesickness issues that they might have and really get involved and start enjoying themselves. Also, you know, 4 weeks, this will be the first time many of them have eaten uncontaminated fresh fruit and vegetables for any period of time. And, you know, as long as we can give them that, we will.
How much do it cost to bring them over?
It depends slightly each year on where the children are coming from and how many assistants they need to bring with them and visas and things like that. And the flight costs obviously vary. But it's somewhere in the region around £10,000 each year.
And one of the biggest challenges you have is finding families to host the children.
That's right. Yeah, we bring over 12 children and they're always hosted in pairs. So I've got, my family and I, we have two young girls staying with us at the moment, Yulia and Katya, two lovely girls. And we would tend to have six girls and six boys, so they'll be hosted in three pairs each. So we need six families to host them for 4 weeks. We have a number of families who've been hosting for a few years, and it's nice to be able to give them a break in between. So if anybody is interested in having two lovely kids come and stay with them, there's lots of support from the charity and lots of activities, then that's something that we'd really be keen to hear from people about.
And you organise fundraising events through the year to raise money and to keep the whole thing going as well. You've got a few things coming up?
Yes, we do. Yeah, the first thing that's coming up is the John Barron, the local MP in Billericay, he organises a fun walk at Barley Lands. That's in July, I believe, next month. And we'll all be walking that with the kids this year. Last year, that was a way we raised quite a lot of money because some of the local businesses very generously paid into a match funding pool, which topped up what we were able to raise as an individual charity, which was fantastic. So that's the next thing that's coming. Then there's a little hiatus over the summer months. And then I believe it's towards the end of September that we'll be hosting a quiz night in Billericay. This year, for the first time, we hosted another quiz night in the spring in Brentwood, in Ingrave, actually, which was very successful and well attended, and lots of people had fun. So you can find out more information about those on our Facebook page. If you just search for South Essex CCLL, you can find out more information about what's going on. Please like the page.
And we'll certainly put those on our Phoenix events guide as well. Matt, just before we leave it, next year it's going to be 30 years. Do you think that will have an effect on raising the profile of what's going on and the effects that are still being experienced in the area?
Yeah, I think we're anticipating that the national media and international media will take a bit more of an interest. Obviously, what we do as the local link of the charity is very much tied to what goes on in the community here. And part of our job is to make sure that people are aware that the Chernobyl disaster, as catastrophic as it was in the months and few years following the actual incident, is still something that people are having to live with, the aftermath, and as I said, the economic and social deprivation that's followed. So hopefully this will be a time when people will want to just cast their minds back to when it happened and think now to the kids that are, as I say, still dealing with the aftermath, and hopefully that will encourage some people that would probably really get a lot out of getting involved with the charity to come forward and find out how they can do that.
Matt, what you're doing and with everybody at the Link, you're making a real difference to the children's lives well after they've left the UK. All credit to you, and thanks for taking the time to speak to Phoenix.
Oh, thank you.